VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. This is your host, Ken Miao, and you're listening to VoiceTube's weekly CNN10 Pronunciation Challenge Show, bringing you what's new. And now it's time for our news briefing. First story today is a warning from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or the FBI for short. It's telling Americans to be on guard against disinformation in the upcoming presidential election. Disinformation is not only false information or fake news. Fake news! It's false information that spreads intentionally to influence the public or cause instability. The FBI is concerned about disinformation being spread while Americans wait for national results. Director of the FBI has said there's evidence that Russia is trying to interfere in the election. The Trump administration says Chinese interference is a major threat as well. Both of these countries have denied involvement in U.S. elections. But the FBI says to protect themselves, Americans should get their election information through trustworthy sources like official government websites. Speaking of the U.S. elections, let's learn a little about the swing states. You know, unlike Taiwan, because of the Electoral College in the U.S., a candidate who doesn't win in the swing states is not going to become president, even if they win more votes nationwide. Among the 11 commonly known swing states, Florida is perhaps the most important one there is. Throughout U.S. history, no Republican has won the presidency without winning Florida, and only two Democrats, John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton, have ever won the presidency without winning the Sunshine State. For the upcoming election, it looks like Florida is going to play a key role once again. Why? Because it looks a lot like the country itself. White voters in Florida make up a very similar percentage that they do nationwide. And when it comes to Black and Hispanic voters, Florida is the only one of the major swing states in which they'll likely make up at least 10% of the electorate. And that is why all eyes on Florida. Halloween is coming up. So are skeleton men, witches, and zombies. But did you know that hurricanes can also become zombies? Tropical storm Paulette hit Bermuda and later became a stronger hurricane on September 14. But soon, it lost strength and speed in Atlantic Ocean and turned into a low-pressure system. However, shockingly, just as meteorologists thought it faded, after resting for a few days, Paulette came back to attack and became a much stronger hurricane with devastating power. Let's just hope that there is no hurricane or typhoon as we celebrate Halloween. May zombies rest in peace. In our CNN 10 video today, check out the special skill that farmers in North Carolina use to communicate with each other down the valley and up the hills. And now, dear listeners, here's our sentence of the day. As far as election night goes, one state that often gives a good indication of national results is Florida. Once again, as far as election night goes, one state that often gives a good indication of national results is Florida. Alright, let's look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, election. Election. Okay, so election means a time when people vote in order to choose someone for a political or official job. For our sentence today, it's election night. The election night means the night when all votes and ballots of the election are counted. So ballots means votes. Okay, so for example, you can say, I am going straight home after work. It's the election night tonight. Number two, state, which means a part of a large country with its own government. For example, there are currently 50 states in the U.S. For example, you have California, Texas, and Florida. In a sentence, you can say, which state did you visit on your first trip to the U.S.? Number three, indication, which means a sign for something that exists or is going to happen. For example, you can say, Emily's face gave no indication of what she was thinking about. Another example, there are indications that the weather is changing. Okie dokie, and now it's time for the segment that's gonna help you save some money for speaking practice so you don't get nervous when you take IELTS or TOEFL exams. It's question time! Share with me by recording or leave a comment below. Who do you think will win the 2020 US presidential election? Who's gonna be the president? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Share your predictions in peace and tell us why. Hey dear listeners, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to share your thoughts for question time in the comment section below. I'll see you guys again next week. Goodbye, 但别, 下周见咯, bye bye.